everything we do is geared to form Christ in you, to bring you to that place. You know, the five in the body are for the perfecting of the saints, edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come into the unity of the body. But we cannot govern, listen to me real closely, you cannot govern unless you are submitted to the rules and principles established in the Constitution or in the Word of God. Come on, 99.9% of defeat is due to that. Someone not adhering or submitting to the rules or the principles that are in the Word. When we come out from under this Constitution, we find ourselves, if we stay out there long enough, we find ourselves experiencing defeat. Amen. But if we stay with the Word and continue to fight the good fight, you understand, not anger, but fighting the good fight, staying there on course, we'll find that we will reap exactly what God says. Sometimes people give in too quickly. They change course too quickly. It gets too hot in the kitchen. I heard someone saying something the other day. It kind of tickled me. He said, you know, when he goes through McDonald's. Like, this is a preacher, well-known preacher. He goes through McDonald's a lot. He said he knows the menu. He said every time he goes in, he orders a number nine. And they know number nine. He said, but when his wife is with him, she orders some special stuff. And he said, now, you know, McDonald's is not the place where you have it the way you want it. So when she orders a little extra this on it and no pickles and all of that stuff, they always tell them, okay, well, we need you to pull over and we'll bring it out to you. In other words, they have to wait. But I like what he said, because he said, with God, whenever you have to wait, it's because it's a special order. Come on. See, it's not just on the regular menu. God says, okay, I had to have you park for a little while over here, because we got to prepare this special menu or this special order to bring it out to you. And I thought that was nice. I like that, because it's true. But see, sometimes people get out from under the Constitution because they have to wait. Now listen to me. Don't go 2 years believing God's got something special. Then after 2 years, you give up on it. Don't go 3 weeks believing God's got something special. Then after the third week, boom, you throw it out the window. If you're waiting, God's got something special brewing, I'm telling you. But you must stay the course. God's going to be faithful to what he said. But will you be faithful? When he comes, will he find faith? What's he going to find that he can bless? When you come out of your trial, when things start to change for you, what is God going to find that he can bless? That's why we fight. That's why we refuse. Job said, all the days of my appointed time will I wait. He'd been through so much stuff. He said, no, these friends of mine ain't changing me. This sickness ain't changing me. My wife cursed, telling me to curse God, and God ain't changing me. These children wagging their tongue at me. Everybody done turned on me and think that I'm in sin now. He said, none of this is changing me. He said, all the days of my appointed time will I wait till my change come. He stayed with the Constitution. He refused to give in. Tell somebody, refuse. To give in. Or to give up. Refuse it. Amen. Tell somebody right now, stay the course. If you can't run, walk. If you can't walk, crawl. Can't crawl, be still. And know that he is God. Amen. Kings govern. Kings, number six, kings judge and decree. Kings make decisions or judgments. Not to decide is to decide. Judgments, when you decide, they lead to decrees. Decide and then begin to decree. The Lord said, thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto you, my kings, and the light shall shine upon your ways. How many have followed that verse through all the way to fruition? I'm sure most of us have probably had experience with that. You decided some things. How many have mind was made up through all the way you got it in your mouth. It got into your heart. You begin to speak that thing, and guess what? It manifested, didn't it? The light began to shine upon your ways. God said, I'm for you. You said it, it's yours. You desired it, it's yours. What did you do? You acted like a king. You decreed. Number seven, kings are, and this is where we start tonight, kings are ambassadors, kingdom ambassadors. Ambassadors are the highest ranking government officials and representatives of any kingdom, an ambassador. In other words, we here on the earth right now stand in Christ's stead. We are his representation here in the earth. An ambassador to the U.S. or any country, that person goes into another nation and they represent our nation. They don't represent themselves. As a matter of fact, they have to be accurate and precise on what the president said and not what they think. Hello? They can't go in there, you know, putting their opinion in there. No, they are ambassadors. They are the highest ranking representatives of any nation. They go in there and they represent the king, in our case, the king, president or the prime minister. They are their representation. We are in Christ's stead. Let me give you a verse of scripture. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse number 20. 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 20. Now then, we are, there's the word, ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. Paul says here, we pray you in Christ's stead. In other words, we are admonishing you in Christ's place. As his representatives, as his ambassadors, we pray you. They were trying to persuade and convince them. But he said, we are ambassadors for Christ. And tonight I want to establish that in your spirit. You are not just somebody on the street, somebody that just another face in the crowd. No, you are an ambassador for Christ Jesus. Everywhere you go, amen, everything you do, all your influence, all your place or sphere of governance and dominion, you are his ambassador. I'm wondering, how are you handling your matters in your life as an ambassador for Christ? If someone were to sit in your presence or speak with you, would they walk away with an impression that is kingly or ambassadorial? Or what? From the words you speak, from the way you carry yourself. And again, it's not having to do with arrogance and that. You are an ambassador. You are representing a kingdom, the kingdom. You are representing Christ. You are in his stead. When people come into your presence, can they walk away saying, you know what? I sense Jesus. Or that person reminded me of Jesus. Quiet in the house. When someone comes into your presence, is there that sense of the presence of God? It should be. Amen. And I'm not talking about just on your good days. Amen. Why? We are ambassadors, representatives. We are in Christ's stead. And look at someone, tell them right now, yes, you can.
Yes, you can.
It don't have to be that we live on a roller coaster. You know, some on the good day, oh, this is a good day. But on the bad day, don't talk to me. No, I ain't no good today. Not today, bro. No, hello. Ambassadors, you've been called to a high government position. Ambassadors can't be shucking and jiving. They have to be representatives all the time. And you know what? Tell somebody again, you are able. Christ in you, he's able. But you have to start thinking like a king. Thinking like an ambassador. Changing those thought patterns to where every day, hello, every day, you're thinking from a lofty place, a place of I'm representing a king, whether people like me or not. It's not contingent upon how people respond to me. It's contingent upon what's happening inside of me. Amen. Amen. You give them Christ anyhow, but you learn not to cast your pearls, but you represent a kingdom. Amen. David sent his men one time in peace, too, to deal with these rogue guys, and somehow they wanted to offend David. You know what they did? They took his men and they cut half of their beard off. You remember that story? It's in the Bible. Cut half their beard off, shamed them, cut off their something else, their tunics as well, and just made them shame. So David told them to stay there until their beards grew back. you know, until then. And then they brought them clothes and all that. So they had to stay there a good while. But they shamed them. That was an envoy, which we'll look at next, of ambassadors that David sent. Now, you know the story. You know how David was. It was on after that. But you read the rest of the story. He took care of them. But you don't treat an ambassador like that. To mistreat an ambassador means war. Hello? Come on, somebody. You got to see yourself as a king. When people mistreat you, don't you know they're getting in trouble with God? Heaven is going to start responding and reacting when people start, why, you're an ambassador. You're representing. Now, if you just represent you, then God has to step back and say, well. But if you're representing him in the spirit of Christ and people are mistreating you, God's going to deal with them. Amen. Do you know where you are is like an embassy? I remember in Tegucigalpa, Honduras, I got a chance to visit embassy. As a matter of fact, in Rwanda, I went to talk to, he wasn't the ambassador. He was just under the ambassador in Rwanda. I was trying to talk to him to get our sons their visas, what we could do to help them get visas. And so I got to the compound, had a chance to talk to them. But do you know on that compound, that American embassy, it's like that property is America. If you can get to the embassy, you have asylum. That's what type of authority that we carry. You've seen movies like that where they're racing trying to get to the U.S. embassy. They're in a foreign country and somebody's trying to come and trying to get to the embassy. They get to the embassy, it's like they step back home. To mistreat, to slay, to kill an ambassador meant war. We are his ambassadors. Do you think the Lord is going to take kindly to someone mistreating you in your domain? It's not the ambassador's fight. He's to represent. He's to do everything. He's to follow the Constitution and represent the king fully. But it's the king that will wage the war. Amen, kings. They're the highest ranking government officials and representatives of a kingdom. We are in Christ's stead. Listen to this. Christ's earthly authority are his kings and priests. That's his earthly authority, his kings and priests. Have we got that? We have diplomatic authority.
This is Trevor Banks again. And I'd like to invite you to visit us tonight at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Our services begin at 7:30 p.m. Come and join us for great music, anointed preaching, and warm fellowship. We're located just off US 1 at 405 Exoria Avenue in beautiful Fort Pierce, Florida.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-Banks or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.